So in this second share on brokers, we're going to start with discussing the inyan of co-broking. That means when there's more than one broker involved in a deal, and they both make it happen. So we mentioned, last year we mentioned Teshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh talks about a case, someone had a property, he hired a broker to sell it, to find the buyer, and the broker found the buyer, negotiated, worked everything out, and then the seller declines because the seller says that I hate him, he's my enemy, I don't want to sell it to him. So the Rosh says that he's putter from paying the commission because even though the broker found someone, but I'm not satisfied with that product that you provided me with, so I don't have to pay. Okay, now we're going to talk about another piece that the Rosh says. The Rosh says, let's say a week later, I call up the buyer himself, and I tell him, okay, I don't hate you anymore, I'm willing to sell the house to you. And they sell, and the sale goes through. Zok the Rosh that the seller has to pay full commission to the broker, because the broker found that buyer. It was just a trick that he wanted to get the broker out of here just to save on the commission, so he made up some excuse. But you see, Lamaisa, he did sell to that buyer, so apparently he was satisfied with the broker's product. So in that case, you have to pay full commission to the broker. That's what the Rosh says. So Ramot brings down this case, and Simon Kuf Pehei, but he says it in a slightly different way. He says, Reuven Hayli Bayis Limkar, Uba Shimon, the Sirus of the Levi, Lamarcha the Levi, so Shimon suggests Levi as a buyer, Vamar Reuven Shalevi Soinai, Reuven says that Levi, I hate Levi, Vayne wrote to Limkar, I don't want to sell to him. Va'achakach, Mochre le Levi, Ali de Acher. So to Ramah, the case was, afterwards, he ends up selling it to Levi, his enemy, but through a different broker. He didn't do it himself. A second broker stepped in and somehow got the sale to go with that buyer. So of them, the Rosh says, Ramah, Chayiv Litin L'Shimon Sarsarusoi, you give the first Sarsar, the first broker gets his commission. So that's the way the Ramah illustrates the case of the Rosh, where the sale took place with that enemy of his through another broker. Now, the Nedvi Huda explains something very important over here, that in this case, this is very different than when he sells it to that enemy by himself. When he does that, over there, the first broker was the complete broker in this case. He did the full job, and I used his service to make the sale happen. In the second case, where there was another broker who came in and made this deal happen, Zotan Adib Yehuda, the first broker does not get full commission because he didn't complete the full deal. We needed this. Apparently, we needed the second broker to make it happen. I didn't want to sell to the first guy's. The first guy did not convince me to sell it. So the Nedvi Yehuda says in this case there were two brokers who collectively made the deal happen, and therefore it split. The commission is split between both of them. Now, when the Ramos says that the Chayiv Litein to the first Sarsar, the first broker, Sarsarusa, he doesn't mean the full Sarsirus, like a case where it was sold to the seller, the buyer without a broker at all. Rather, Ramah means that you have to give the first guy his portion of the brokerage, of the commission, because Lamaisa, he did contribute something, he found a buyer, but he doesn't get full commission because he didn't manage to persuade me to sell it, and they split, the second guy gets a chelik of the commission. So that's what the Nedvi Yehuda says. So we pull out of this the following principle, that a brokerage product, it could be distributed among many people. It could be started off by one, another person comes in, helps it out, another person goes. Whoever contributes to the making of the deal, they all get part of the commission. Now, consider the following case. Someone has a rental unit, a landlord. He's looking for tenants. So there's a local rental agency. They find tenants for you, and they charge a commission. Let's say half the first month's rent, half of the first month's rent. Okay, so $1,500. So he calls them up. They find good tenants, good family. They negotiate a good rate, and everything's ready to go. Very good. So what happens? This potential tenant ended up declining on the deal because he says he doesn't want to move to the neighborhood unless he could get his children into a certain school that he's comfortable with, and till he knows if he can't get into that school, then he can't move to this neighborhood and he's not going to rent. So the landlord, he needs these tenants. So the landlord approaches a friend of his who knows the principal of that school and has pull. And this friend of his speaks to the principal and gets those tenants' kids into the school. So this is a case. This is doyme to the Noda Behuda and this Ramah, where the second person, even though he didn't find the tenants and he didn't do any negotiations, but he did something which made the deal happen. He did an action which caused the tenant to be persuaded to take the deal. So this second individual is a co-broker, and he gets part of the commission. He split the $1,500, a split between the rental agency and this fellow. Now let's say the rental agency manager, he tines, hey, I could have done the same thing. I'm also a good friend of that principal. I could have just spoken to him and I would have gotten the kid into the school also. So I would like to take full commission. I mean, you're very nice, you did the job, and I could have done everything. You chat miyos. So the halacha is, and this is mavur in the Noda Behuda, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe you're right, you could have done it, but lamaisa, you didn't do it. The second part of the job was done by someone else. You what you did by getting that tenant and talking to him and negotiating, that negotiations and it did not bring to the finalization of the deal. Only through the action of the second person, and the second person therefore gets a chelik of the commission, regardless of whether you were able to do it yourself. It doesn't make a difference. Now let's discuss another point. Same case. Now let's say the landlord, he knows all along that the rental agency person, that he had pull with that principal, he was able to get the kid into school. So he knows that he was able to do the full job. What happened was, the landlord deliberately cuts off that rental agency person because he knows that he has a cousin in town who's a friend of that principal, and he figured, might as well give my cousin the parnasa. Why should all the commission go to the rental agency? Let me invite my cousin into the deal. Let my cousin do the second half of the deal, get the kid into school, complete the deal, and my cousin will get a chelik of the commission. So again, I know that the rental agency is able to complete the full deal. Still, midway, I cut them off and I invite another broker in. So what about this case? Does the second broker get any commission? Now, the Yehuda comes out that even in this case, the second broker gets his chelik of commission because Lamaisa, he contributed to the completion of the deal. True, the first guy could have done it, but he didn't end up doing it. Now, is the landlord allowed to do that l'chatchila or not? That's a different question. But if it was done already, l'maisa, the commission is going to be split. And this is the yisod of co-broking. When the deal was finalized through multiple people, however and whatever, whoever was a contributing factor into the deal gets commission. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in Kuf Simen Kuf Pehei, he writes that it's definitely usur for this landlord to do such a thing. Because he knows that the first broker that he hired is able to do the full job and get the full commission, so he has now a parnosa endeavor that he's involved in. And when you cut him out, deliberately cut him out, that's an isser of Oni Mahapech Becharora. The Gemara says an Oni who's trying to get a cookie. and someone else comes and snatches it, so even though the Oni wasn't koine it, it's not actual gezel, but you're snatching away an opportunity that a person is trying to get, a person is able to get. So here, the first broker is involved in an opportunity of parnosa, and you deliberately cut him off and take it for yourself and give it to your relative. That's an iser of Oni Mahapik Mecharora, and a person should never do that. Chazal labels such a person a Rasha. So, therefore, you have to put special attention to these kind of cases, complicated deals, where many brokers could be involved. If you're working with one broker, and you see that that broker is capable to fully do the whole thing, it's usur for you to bring in a clan of other brokers, or your friends. You can't, because you're taking away parnosa from the first broker. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan ends off. He says that, of course, if you are hesitant with the first broker's work, and you're afraid that he won't be able to finish the deal by himself, then you're not mechuyev to put your whole, to jeopardize your whole deal because he needs a parnasa. Avada, you're allowed to bring in other brokers to help him out. But if you're confident that he could do the job, you are not allowed to bring in other brokers. Now, b'diyevet, if you do that, lamaisa the, it's going to be split, the commission, like the Noda Behuda says. Now, let's go back to the previous case, again with the rental agency. And let's say, regular case, the first rental agency, he had no pull with the schools. He had no way to complete the deal. So Lamaisa, the deal was off temporarily. So what I do is I call another rental agency in town. This rental agency is managed by someone who I feel that he has more connections in town, he knows what's going on, and he could probably make the deal happen. So I call him, and sure enough, he managed to use his connections, his pull. He got that tenant's kid into the schools, and the deal's on. Okay. So again, so the first broker, he found the tenant. But the deal was temporarily off. Second broker managed to get the tenant's kid into school, finish the deal. What happens over there? So this case is different than the case before. In this case, the second broker was not just a friend of mine, he was also a rental agency. That means the second broker who completed the deal had the ability to begin the deal also. Any rental agency has the ability to access potential tenants who are trying to move into town looking for properties. We could assume that this tenant, before they wanted to move to the city, they called all five rental agencies and gave their name in. Hopefully one of them will find a good property. So we could assume that if you run a rental agency in town, you probably could get a hold of any potential tenants who are moving into town who fit with this community. So in this case, the second broker, Taina, is that, first of all, I finished the deal. The first broker could not have finished the deal. And second of all, not only that, I had the ability to do the whole deal. I didn't get the opportunity to begin it because you went to the other guy. But Lamaisa, I was able to start it, and I actually did complete it. And therefore, Taina is that he wants to get the full commission. So the Tshuva Shev Yaakov talks about this, a similar kind of case. He talks about a case of Shadchanim. We already mentioned in the first year that the Poskim equate the halachas of Shadchanim and the halachas of financial brokers. So he says in such a case that the second broker completed the deal and the second broker had the ability to even begin the deal. He says in that case, the second broker gets the full commission and the first broker does not get anything. Because we don't consider the first broker as a contributing factor, because his contribution didn't bring to anything, and the second broker's contribution completed the deal, and he could have done the whole thing himself. And he brings an interesting raya to this. He said the pasuk, when it talks about the Atzmas Yosef, when they buried the Atzmas Yosef that they brought from Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk in Yeshua says, "Ves Atzmas Yosef Shehelu Bnei Yisrael MiMitzrayim Kovru B'Shchem." The Bnei Yisrael brought the Atzmas Yosef up to Eretz Yisrael. Now we know that the pasuk says that in the beginning of B'Shalach, "Vayikach Moshe Atzmas Yosef Yimoy." Moshe was the one who was Yosef in that mitzvah. So Chazal say Omer Rav Chana, Chama Rav Chanina, Kala Oysed Dover V'Loi Gomroi, Uba Acher V'Gomroi, someone starts a mitzvah, doesn't complete it, and someone else comes along and completes it, Ma'alav HaKosuv Al Shegomroi Kilo Asoi. The Pasuk considers the one who completes it as the one who does it. That's what Chazal say. Now the Shev Yaakov, he brings from other sources that we do see that when two people are involved in a mitzvah, even the maschil gets schar. It's attributed to the maschil also. Why over here do we give the full credit to the goymer and not to the maschil? So he says, because in this case, Bnei Yisrael, they completed it, and also they had the ability to do the mitzvah from the beginning also. It's just that originally they were mechabed Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was there, so they gave the kibbutz to Moshe Rabbeinu to be oisik in the mitzvah of Atzus Yosef. But they were able to do it already from etchila, from the beginning. So in such a case where you completed it, and you could have began it also, so you are considered the only contributing factor, and the first factor is ignored. So in this case of brokers also, the full commission goes to the second broker. Now still, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva in Chayshe Mishpat Chelak Aleph Memtes, he talks about this tshuva Shev Yaakov, and he makes a very important point, which is a big game changer for our case. He says that when do we say that the first broker is out, like the Shev Yaakov says? That's only a case when the first broker was not a hired broker. He was a freelance, independent broker, and he called the landlord he offered the deal to the landlord at his own volition. You have brokers like that. They're not hired. They figure out, they find deals, and they negotiate deals, and they reach out to the property owners, whatever, they reach out to the people who might be interested in their deals, and they offer those deals. So in that kind of broker, that's where the Shev Yaakov says that if the first one wasn't matzliach to finish it off, and the second broker came along and finished it off, and the second broker was able to do it himself anyways, then the first broker was out. Masha Inken, if the first broker was a hired broker, he was approached by the landlord. Landlord called him up and asked him to do the job, to get tenants. And that, which is usually the case in these kind of agencies anyways, in that case, the second broker, although the second broker did complete the deal, the first broker will not lose his chelik of the commission. Because he did his job, he was asked to do a job, he was hired to do a job, and he did his job. Now, Rav Moshe explains this with a very fundamental yesod. There's two kind of brokers, be'etzim, and they're fundamentally different. You have a broker, a hired broker, approached by the client, asking for work to be done, to make a deal happen, and he's going to pay a commission. And then you have a broker who's independently working, like we mentioned before. The payment that each of these brokers get is a different yesod. The payment of a hired broker is like any worker. You do work, you get a salary for your work. A broker who was not hired, who just created a deal and offered it and it worked, that broker, he's getting paid because he created a revach, he gave a hanah to a person, and that person has to pay for that hanah. And then the yesod of that is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Hayer l'toich sadech avera v'notash shaloi b'rsho. Someone goes into someone else's field and plants trees there. He was not hired to do it, he just did it, or he built a building there, or he did improvements in a property. The Gemara says over there that he does get paid for his work. Maybe not full payment, sometimes full payment, but he gets paid for his work. He gets reimbursed for the expenses and sometimes paid for more than just expenses. He gets paid for what he did. And the idea is that when you give someone a hanah, you create a profitable an entity for someone else, that person can't get it for free, has to pay for it. That's the yesod of yoyrid, or it's otherwise called the chiv of nene. So Rav Moshe explains, a broker who's independently offering deals, he's not getting paid as a worker, he's getting paid for a nene, for creating a profit. So in that case, we could say that who is considered the one who created the profit? the contributing factor to this profit, and since the first guy was not matzliach to complete the deal, and the second one was able to, did finish the deal and could have done the whole thing, the first one was not a contributing factor, so we're not meyaches, we don't attribute the revach to him at all. So he's not a contributing factor to the revach, so he doesn't get paid. Masha'enkin, if he's a hired worker, it doesn't make a difference whether the profit is attributed to him or not. He did his job, and he successfully did a job because he discovered a tenant, and eventually that tenant did sign on. So since he did a job, he did what he was asked to do, partially at least, and that whatever he did brought to something, so he does get paid his chelik of commission. That's what Rav Moshe says. Now, once we mentioned this idea of a non-hired broker, Rav Moshe brings up, he acts on his own, and the idea that he's getting paid is because he provided a hanah, he provided a revach for the client. So I'm going to mention something which makes a very, very big difference for this inyan. The Rifim of Metzia in the first parak, he talks about the inyan of Yoyrid. Again, when someone goes into someone else's field and does improvements, he was not hired, and the Allah says he's allowed a charge from the Baal HaSadeh. So the Rif talks about a case where someone buys a field, and he invests money into the field, he does improvements, or buys a building, does improvements, and then, a year later, a Baal Choyv comes and takes away the field. It was Meshubat to him, he had a lien on the property, so this person doesn't owe any money to the Baal Choyv, but since he had a lien on the property, he took away the property, and he took away the property with all the improvements. He took the whole property, and that's how it works. So now this fellow who invested $50,000 into the property, he lost his $50,000. So he goes back to the seller, and legally the seller is mechuyev to pay him, to reimburse him, like the Gemara says above Metzia, but he doesn't have any money, so it's not negeya. He can't get the money from the seller. So he goes to the Baal Choyv and says, hey, this property, maybe it was not yours, but you had a lien on it, so it's sort of your property, and I invested money in your property, so I'm not worse than any yoyrid. I went into your field, and I did improvements to your property, and you have a revach from that, so you should pay me something for that revach. That's the taina of this buyer. So the Rif says, no, he does not get anything from the Baal Choyv. We don't consider this as a case of Yerid. Why not? Because when you did those improvements, you were not doing it al manas to lekabel pras. You're not doing it al manas to get paid. The Gemara in the sugya of Yerid, you know that it's someone else's field, and you know that you're doing it for someone else, and you're planning to get paid. You never asked to do it, but you're planning to do it to get paid. But in this case, you think it's your own field. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it al manas lekabel schar. And then it turns out it was a grace of mistake, and ended up taken away, and so, well, that's too bad. You don't get money from the Baal Choyv. Even though you're Mahanahim, you don't get paid. That's what the Rif says. Now, Nezer learns from this Rif that any such case where you cause someone a revach, but you didn't intend to give him that revach, or you didn't intend that revach should be Amanas to get paid, you don't get paid. Now, he's talking about a case of Shadchanas. His case is that someone, there was a shadchan who was working for a family. He had a very good idea. He read a bocher to one of the girls in his family. And Lamaisa, it was a good idea, but the parents didn't want, they didn't pursue this shidduch. But anyways, it was still a good idea. And some other shadchanim, they capitalized on this idea. And they, a year later, they suggested this boy to the younger daughter. And Lamai said that should have happened. So this first Shadchan, he comes, and he wants Shadchanas, at least partial Shadchanas. It was his idea. That was the case in the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer paskin, that this first Shadchan doesn't get anything. Even though he was Mechadish the idea. He initiated the whole thing, and he created this whole prophet of Shadchanas, of this Shidduch. He doesn't get anything because when he read that shidduch, he was reading amanas that it should be for the older daughter. It was like all of a daita, anything about the younger daughter. And now that now that this his idea was used for the younger daughter, that was not something that service was. He didn't do that service al manas lekabel schar. He did the service al manas to be mekabel schar for the older daughter, which never happened. So the product that was produced by his work, he didn't do that al manas to get paid, and therefore he does not get paid. So he gets a shkayach, thank you for this idea, but you don't get paid. That's what the Avnei Nezer says, based on this riff. Now this is relevant, it can be very, very, very relevant in brokers. Let's say, for example, the following case. Let's say someone hires a buyer's broker, looking for a house. Hires a broker to find a house for him. Broker Lamaisa finds a house, go through everything. It falls through because the seller decided he's not going to sell the house. Okay, so the buyer knows about that house, but he's not can't buy it. The buyer decides, okay, he's not buying a house now anyways, but he wants to move into the area. So he wants to rent the house. He's looking for a house to rent. And then he remembers about this house that this agent showed him. So he goes to that house and a deal. He rents that house. So in this case, Does this agent, is he able to demand commission, at least for the rental, that he was machadish? So, l'chayra, according to this Avnei Nezer, no. Because this is a completely different deal. He was hired, his suggestion was a deal of sale, to selling the house. That whole thing fell through, gone. Now, it's a whole parent, he had a great idea, he was machadish this idea for this client to think about that house to rent it, but it's totally indirect, nothing to do with what he was suggesting, and therefore he doesn't get anything, even though it was his idea that initiated the whole thing.